Blog Talk Radio.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor. $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the V, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my niggas feel your vest, they ain't gonna pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the Crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. SCN00PDOGG. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live. So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the bizac, now ladies, can we kiss her?
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of hoes. Drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you want to pop back. AK-47, now, nigga, stop that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music we crip to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.
Baller like O.J. Simpson. I done came up, got my name up.
So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come
say
up.
Say that again. I couldn't hear over the sound of me sh myself.
I done came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds. You on the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able to do. I shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see them do more to change you, to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head, just call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words, war like jihad. I write dope, flow crack, my notepad, need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my phone's digital mercy.
And we are off in Kenyon. Welcome to another episode of Definitely Fresh Show. I am your host, Def Fresh. We got DJ Concept who has skateboard P for real. As you heard from him,
you know exactly why I am playing the skateboard P. Actually, there's two reasons why I'm playing skateboard P.
I'm going to guess. One is because Pharrell is in charge of the 2K15 soundtrack this year.
Most definitely. So any music you hear tonight, people, is actually music that will be on the 2K15 soundtrack. So we start the show with Drop It Like It's Hot, which is actually on the game. And currently in the background right now, you hear Clips Grinding, which is also on the game. Which we'll get a little bit more into later on. But the big reason why I really play Skateboard P is last night, probably one of the most epic games of Monopoly played in a long time. I earned the name Skateboard T. Because clearly, I should have died plenty times last night.
Yes, epic game of Monopoly. And as usual, which, King gets out first.
Because we can't fault that he even get out first.
Yeah, King is a terrible Monopoly player. I've just learned to deal with that. He's not.
Right, and that's why I always tell King it's going to come back on him. I don't ever try to, you know, swindle him like stuff. I'm not doing business with you. And it bites him in the butt. I guarantee you, Ken could probably win a game if he would just stop cheating. Because I would do business with Ken. Ken would be able to get properties. Because, you know, every once in a while, you'll catch me not giving a care. Like, yeah, I'll make that deal. And Ken will be successful. No. Ken allow his cheating ways to always make him go to bed early.
Yeah, he definitely went to bed early. Three nights in a row we played.
Three nights in a row. Sad. I waited for the day when Ken flipped the board over, dog.
Right. Look at this shit, nigga.
But it's October, bro.
Work season. What we would not call October is work season.
Most definitely. Oh, we're leveled up.
We're on the verge of the greatest back half of the year. This is when we get all the good games. We always get all the good games toward Christmas.
Yes. Which this year, as being owners of next-gen consoles, that's a good thing for us. Because last year, as next-gen console owners, it was shit out, dog.
Right. Because everything was on current gen, and they didn't really update a lot of stuff that everybody thought was getting moved to the next-gen console. So, but now, as a next-gen console owner, you should be happy as a pig in feces.
Ew. But anyway, I don't want you being that happy, people. Just be happy. Just understand that the $400 that you have spent did not go out greatness. So that's the little one in the back, girl.
Yeah, she's chilling with me for the first half of that first show. And she's still up.
Yeah, because we can't have her up for the second half of the show, Doug. I don't. She's too young to hear that. But one of the biggest games that almost everybody, it doesn't really matter what race, creed, or color you are, if you love basketball, you are excited that October is releasing both NBA Live 15 and the most anticipated version of NBA 2K ever, NBA 2K15. For those of y'all who don't know, NBA 2K15 on the next-gen console is actually debuting for the very first time face scan. This means, people, that you vicariously living through your character has just gone one step further, where you now can damn near physically be in the game. I mean, bro, only thing left to do now is virtual reality, bro, where you literally
have
the motion.
We have one step before we get to virtual reality.
What's that?
The next step is seeing that now we can actually speak through the Kinect. They will probably put voice recognition in the game, and they will allow you to either read the lines or let you talk to yourself when answering the questions. More than likely, it'll be they'll let you read the lines, and you'll just hear your voice through the game.
I can see that. That'll be different. But I can see that happening.
Then we will move on to the virtual. I think that's where we're going to end up anyway, with virtual reality helmets and actually have more in-game feel.
We'll put a helmet on our head, and that's how we play. But see, the only thing I'm scared about that is, like, when it starts time to play, like, Call of Duty, and you get shot in virtual reality, you die in real life. Because, you know, The Matrix did that. Like, cats would get shot up in The Matrix, and they just died in a chair for real.
We don't want that. Nah, I never put a virtual reality helmet on.
I'll never want that virtual reality. That's when you truly are in the Matrix. But
that's legitimately too real.
Right. So, bro, tell me some of the things you've heard about the NBA 2 game, 2K, for our listeners out there.
Well, like Tom just said, they will be implementing the face scan. They just dropped a new trailer this morning, this afternoon, I should say. I don't know if you were on Twitter, and I don't know if you follow 2K Sports on Twitter.
I do now, only because that's how you get the leak for both of the games that we actually care about coming out this month.
Yeah, so they revamped the My Park feature that they did last year, and now it's more in-depth. You got it's three different squads you can pick, so you can be on three different teams. It's kind of like, you know, you get your team, and it's kind of like advanced the pickup game. That's pretty much what they do with the My Park feature. So it's a more enhanced mode to a pickup game, and either you or people on your friends list could be on teams, or, you know, you get on a team, but whatever team you pick, you're with. And there's three different teams you can pick from. One of them. Anybody out there got a chance to get on YouTube, watch the trailer. The trailer's pretty dope. It was just a brief tutorial with the My Park mode would be like, because it'll only be with your My player. Then there was the...
And that's my only issue with that, because last year, trying to go online and play with your My player, if you wasn't maxed out, bro, you might as well have sat down, because niggas was just super sane online last year, dogs. And should I get a machine gun or should I get a rocket launcher? Pick one, bro.
Well, rocket launcher. Because we can't go wrong with a rocket launcher. It blows the whole block.
This is true. Also, people, we'll go into a little bit more depth, but if you want to, make sure you go to ToneDeafRadio.com and click on More and go to Game Law. Anytime, because we're going to actually debut this next week, we actually will be playing games on the next-gen console directly from ToneDeafRadio.com. So you can easily go ahead and see what the game looks like. And this is going to be a weekly thing for us people. So you see a game, you want to know how it is, go ahead, drop us an email. We probably may already have the game, so you can just see how we think about it, and then we'll critique it on air for you. If I'm not going to be able to complete it, because currently right now, people, I am playing Destiny. So a lot of you people have been asking me, like, bro, how's the Destiny game? How's the Destiny game? Go ahead and go to ToneDeafRadio.com. You can actually watch me play Destiny. And you can actually get your own opinion on how the game is. It's real, though. Sorry about that, bro. Had to do a quick plug.
Hey, this is why we as black people can't have nice things. You're not supposed
what
to
happened?
Eat it.
She's a baby, bro.
Everything is edible.
She's a baby, bro.
You got the corn, try to put the corn in your mouth, try to put the controller in your mouth. Like, this thing come out, man. This, what are you doing here? This is this.
Maybe it's
like 2 miles.
But it's a shiny thing, Doug. You're just gonna have to realize you're gonna have to buy her own controller. So for all the people who are actually listening or actually watching me play Destiny right now, currently I am not activating my mic on the actual Destiny game due to the fact that I am currently on air. So first of all, I didn't want no feedback between the two mics in regards to each other. Secondly, I didn't want what we talk about on air to be played through in regards to the game. But starting next week, okay, every Friday around about 10 o'clock at night, I'm actually going to play a game of choice that night. So next week, people, we are actually going to debut the My League mode of NBA 2K, something very new this year on 2K15 for NBA. This is where people, for those of you guys who used to play the season mode or used to play the association mode, you can now step it up a whole lot more, where you can have full control over the league. So if you just want to control one team, or you want to control all 30 teams, you can do that now. So that means that teams like the Bucks, who need a little assistance in regards to getting some star players, you can kind of rearrange the rosters. But teams like Cleveland, who you don't want to be stacked with powerhouses, you can go ahead and affect them as well, too. You can control everything from the trade cap to contract disputes to just overall. You can literally be Howard Stern now, people. And an individual like me, I kind of enjoy games like that where you have to really go in depth. So definitely make sure you tune in at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time Friday. And watch me do that on
Howard,
Game Loss.
What does Howard Stern have to do with
that? Not Howard Stern.
David Stern.
The commission? David Stern, I'm sorry. You could be Howard Stern or David Stern, whatever. It's 10 o'clock at night on a Friday. Your choice. I'm just saying, it's 10 o'clock at night on a Friday, bro. You can be whatever you want. You can be a bunny rabbit if you want to. I don't care. Hey, bro, you think the bunny rabbit outfit going to be on the game?
I hope not.
I don't know, bro. I think
Adam Rose is somehow a DLC, which I do believe he'll be. Wait, did he make the game?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a DLC. See, let's finish talking about basketball. Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into WWE because
no,
there's a lot to talk
about. Because I remember seeing the tweet because they tweeted who all was there, and I don't remember if his name was there. I remember Corey Graves and Sami Zayn. We'll talk about WWE toward the end of the show.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Now, bro, you kind of tweeted some stuff. Well, not just tweeted, but, you know, you dropped some information in regards to NBA Live. Did you see anything new that they had released in regards to this year's edition of the game? You know, we got to be fair, though. We can't just be only leaning towards one game.
Well, so far, they've only released the gameplay trailer. And we know who's on the cover, and we know when we've seen the gameplay trailer. Gameplay trailer looks awesome. Everybody, like, when you look at last year's live and you look at it this year, they made dramatic improvements to the scale models of how people look. Like, James Harden, because YouTube did a video and they did a side-by-side comparison of, like, James Harden from last year and this year. Textures of his face and his beard, you know, because it's like a lot of video games with the realism are getting spot on with the hair.
Yeah, because I was looking at them when they were demoing the face scanning for NBA 2K. They literally scanned Kevin Hart, so they showed you how they scanned the beard. So once you finally get yourself in the game, you can actually have James Harden's full-blown beard as is in the game. I think that's kind of creepy, but you can do it. So, yeah, but you know what? I got faith in live this year, dog. I really do.
No news on the game modes that they're going to do, but we do know who the cover athlete is. It will be Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He will be the cover athlete. But you know what? I feel like they just give. I mean, he's a great player, but everybody, I think, strives to be on the cover of 2K because it is the number one selling basketball game.
Right. But the thing about Damian Lillard, bro, is he's making noise, though. So, like, Live used to not put who the breakout star was that year, but they used to always put the up and coming star. Like, it wasn't until later on, when Iverson and them started really gracing the covers of games, that the actual superstar of that year, in some cases the MVP, is who actually made the cover of the game. You know? Because technically the last two editions of 2K was the MVP on the front cover.
Live has always had, right? Like, just even though just, like, going all the way back, like, looking through years of Live has been up and down. Like, they'll have a breakout star, and then they'll have a valid superstar. And they'll have, like, an MVP, and they'll have an up-and-coming guy. It's like, kind of, I don't get what is their thought process when they pick these people.
Whoever decides, like, to take the check, I guess.
Like, if you look, like, 2K usually sets a trend. Like, it's usually the MVP of the league, the guy's won a championship, or, you know, he's the top guy in the league.
Right.
Live is just it went from Tracy McGrady to Gilbert Arenas.
Because you remember Gilbert had that great season, like, prior to before he made the cover, and then, you know, he had that big hole. I was 12 men on the bench, they wouldn't give me a shot, now look at me. You know, that was the thing with Gilbert Arenas, which is why I can understand they gave him the green light at the time.
You know, but I'm quite angry that I was still buying Live at this point in time in my life.
Man, you have to understand, bro, Live is like that girlfriend you can't get away from. You know she ain't no good for you, but you still keep going over there. That's what Live was. It wasn't until you found yourself a cheap young hooker called ESPN Basketball that you even decide to do anything else other than dealing with Live. And then you find out that the cheap young hooker knows that ESPN Basketball was actually quite fun to be around. So you kind of hung out with her. You kind of gave her a chance to be more than just a booty call. And then she grew up and matured and turned into NBA 2K. Now you love this hoe like none other. But your ex keep coming around.
I would be honest with people. Contrary to popular belief, I have been rocking with both basketball games. And, like, I was buying them both consistently, and they were the same game, but I was buying both of them. Like, even when the 2K came out and it was for the 20-plus, I still had the Live 05 with Carmelo on the cover, and I had 2K with Ben Wallace. And, like,
right.
You know, still buy both. You gotta have both.
Can't at the time, bro. You couldn't have both, man. Like right now, like technically, they both cost $60. So we have to stay in days where, like, bro, we can't just randomly go out and drop $60 on a game that's garbage. Like, imagine the people who actually bought NBA Live last year on the Xbox because it was exclusive. They were highly disappointed, bro.
And it was exclusively terrible.
Right. And I really think that the only reason why it was exclusive was PlayStation looked at them and said, don't bring that bullshit over here. But 2K has one thing right. It's basketball, and I commend them for it. But there's something else that they now have in their repertoire that both you and I are actually happy for. And that is the debut of a full-blown NBA 2K Sports, I mean, not NBA, a 2K Sports WWE wrestling guy. Now, I can sit here and say that THQ has absolutely nothing to do with this game, but that would be a lie since half of THQ staff works for 2K now.
Yes, that's the only thing that THQ has to do with this game is the staff.
But before we get into WWE, we got to talk about there's something new that 2K did this year as well, too. They actually added NBA TV. Well, NBA 2K TV. Got to make sure I say 2K TV. Where, as the league is going on, you're going to get highlights, updates, interviews. You're going to get exclusive stuff on the next-gen consoles that are dealing directly with the actual NBA players. So, like, for an example, Kevin Garnett had a breakout game in Brooklyn that night. He's going to be a feature person that you're going to see the next day. No rumors. I mean, nothing has been said whether or not you'll get full-blown games that you can watch on the actual 2K. But I wouldn't be surprised if you don't be able to get, like, replay games. So, like, you missed the Cleveland-Miami game on Monday. Come Thursday, you might be able to watch it on NBA 2K TV. So... we'll see.
They need to bring back the ESPN highlight show for 2K.
They did. It's not the ESPN highlight. You talking about like the one where they actually showed the NBA game highlights?
I'm talking about where they show highlights of your game.
Yeah. You forget who's debuting in the game this year? As a non-player for a change?
Shaq and Andy Johnson.
Exactly. That's exactly what that is.
Well, man, I can't wait to play it.
Right. I can't.
I'm taking off specifically for 2 days.
Unfortunately, I didn't take off, but based on the way my schedule has been going lately, if I could just make it to Wednesday, so literally after we get done with the show, I'm probably off for the next 5 days anyway. So that's why I'm doing game off on Friday. That way when I got to start playing like Call of Duty and crap, I'm actually going to physically be online with like a million people.
Yes, I will be engaging in this Call of Duty storyline.
Yeah. Okay. Man, that looks epic. It really is.
It does. I forgot who the big star was that's supposed to be in the game.
Kevin Spade. Do you know what the fucked up part about it is? When I seen the commercial for Call of Duty with Kevin Spacey, I thought it was a new movie coming out. I was like, damn, Kevin Spacey gonna play a bad guy and something. He's actually pretty good. For those of you guys who don't know who Kevin Spacey is, he's actually the guy from American Beauty, the dad, who was trying to bang his daughter's friend because she said he was hot. Just want y'all to realize this is what we're walking into.
That was terrible.
It's horrible. Like, I really need people to really be careful what roles they take. So, bro, we make Broken Blunts and Bad Boule. I really need you to make sure that whatever roles you take afterwards are not questionable. don't do it for the vine, bro. Just don't do it for the vine.
Oh, man. Never attempt the vine. It's terrible.
Yeah. It was some. Oh. So we're going to take a quick break before we transition over. And then we're going to go a little bit in depth to the final mode of NBA 2K that everybody and their mama is really talking about in regards to that game. So we'll be right back, people.
Face scan. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. Now let's get into the opening scene of my career, and I'll have some more info at the end of this video.
With the 60th pick in the 2014 NBA Draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Jeremy Brown from Oklahoma.
This guy, and he's terrible.
Good night, everyone, and thanks for coming.
There's my guy.
Your guy? Your guy was told by his agent that he was going to be a late first round, maybe second round draft pick. Your guy's supposed to be in New York with the rest of those chumps. Your guy's about to blow his freaking lid because his dream of being in the NBA is still just a dream.
Hey, chill, man. I know this isn't how we wanted it to go down. Believe me. Like I told you, you're my last best hope at the agency. If you wash out, I wash out with you. But I was thinking, maybe this was the best thing that could have happened to you.
How you figure that, genius?
Better to go undrafted and have a choice than to be picked late by a stacked playoff team where your chances of making the team are about as high as my chances of dating a supermodel, which, despite my contagious charm, are pretty freaking slim.
So what's the move, man?
This just affects our timing, okay? You just gotta keep working hard and be ready. Injuries, overhyped draft picks. Sooner or later, players are going to wash out, and they are going to call you. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Good. Remember, Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team and made fools pay for it the rest of his career. Use the draft day slight as motivation. A chip on your shoulder at the beginning of a long journey. And like every journey, this one begins with a single step. So your first step? Keep working hard. And we'll find you a home before you know it.
All right, man. I'm believing in you, bro. Make it happen.
There's a new voice in my career. And this year, you have the option of picking this one or the voice that we've heard over the last few years. The backstory is brand new. No more Jackson Ellis. No more rookie showcase. This time, we're undrafted. We're going to be fighting for 10-day contracts. And our season doesn't start in October. It starts in January. We missed the first few months of the season coming in late. I think it's going to be more of a challenge. And we're really going to be a rookie. But the best part is that we're going to experience free agency this year. Since we weren't drafted at the end of our first season, we'll be free to test the market. And you already know that 2K has something up its sleeve to make that experience unique. I've got more information coming out later this week, and we're just 15 days away from a great year of basketball.
That has clearly dropped down to only 6 days since then, people. And what I've been hearing is you will have the option of either still going down the normal path or choosing this path, so you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Bro, are you going to do it, or are you going to go the regular route?
I don't know. I think I'm
going to
start two careers.
You said you're going to do two? Bro, two careers is too much damn work, man.
I mean, the game is so perfect, we got a whole year to play it.
It is true, dog. I think I'm glad you said something.
Hey, shout out to the two people that caught and then hung up because we were talking video games. Maybe if y'all play video games, y'all get a nigga. But that ain't none of my business. I'm going to sit my debtor on that.
Who caught and hung up because we talking video games?
It's two homegirls that I came with from Sex Battles called. They told me they were going to call in to support, but then when they heard that I was talking video games, they said they hung up.
Tell them that's just only because, you know,
I'm a normal nigga that play video games. If you don't know a nigga that don't play video games, then something's wrong with that nigga. He's bored.
This is true. He was deprived video games as a kid. That's the only thing I could think of.
Right. He was deprived of a childhood. He don't play no video games. But anyway, I think that 2K has really, as much as they've done, they fucked us this year.
Because they gave us too much?
They gave us too much for, like, this year, undoubtedly, 2K is dominating everything.
Right.
Like,
well,
if 2K was to put together an action game like Call of Duty and Battlefield, it wouldn't be no need for nothing else.
They have. I actually forgot what game it was, but there is a game that they are responsible for, and it's actually quite popular. But I think the fact that
2K did Bioshock,
just like
I don't know if they're going to relaunch it for the new generation, but they did Bioshock.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that's it. I couldn't think of the name of it, but yeah, they are rebooting Bioshock in regards to the console. So they'll probably definitely have a new game coming out real soon. But it's just like the way EA is. Like, we know EA can make a great football game. This is what they're known for, okay? But people forget that EA has other games under its belt that are just as good. Like, people forget that they got something to do with The Sims. And that dropped this year. So, EA getting their money. But 2K owns basketball, bro, hands down. Hands fucking down.
Okay, also,
I don't know, bro. I think I'm going free agency this year. But it's so hard because there's so many different modes on 2K that I know I would play. My GM mode is still coming back, and they're fixing it. For those of you guys who played MyGMO last year, you know that everything that you had to do required you to have VC points. This year, you're not required to have VC points for everything. Now, it's like the same thing with your player. You're not required to have VC points for everything to build your My Player now. You're only going to need VC points in regards to doing things like giving your player character. You know? We'll see, bro. I mean, they're going to get at least $60 out of me in VC points for the year's over with. Unless they update the app.
I've already planned to spend over $100 on VC points just because I know I'm going to buy something for 2K NBA.
Right.
Because I know I'm going to buy something for wrestling.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. They're going to get a whole good thing
that we've asked for, they're doing this year. It's not even the big things that shock me about them doing this wrestling game. It's the small things that I get geeked over. Like, there is no reset.
Bro, you don't understand how major that is. Like, if you're
like,
losing,
if you lose a match, keep going, and it just alters the career.
As it should. Like, for an example, if you take an L to Zack Ryder, it should affect you. Okay?
Well,
it definitely will affect whoever.
Which one I have to worry about that because Zach Ryder's not in the game.
Well, we don't know yet. The roster's not complete.
He hasn't. Look, man, we got like 5 weeks.
He ain't tweeted
about confirmation. Everybody's tweeted confirmation except Zach Ryder.
Well, let's be honest, bro. Zach Ryder is only on the roster because they don't fire people. They just let your contract expire and don't renew.
I don't know. Depends on what you do. Yeah, that is true, though, because I didn't know Ezekiel Jackson was still employed until, like, the day after WrestleMania. He tweeted. It was like, I'd like to thank WWE for all the time we spent together. I'm like, nigga, you still have a job?
Apparently he did. Why would I beat this day so much easier without my boy?
And we're never here to help. They were here to hold you back.
All right, but now that we're done with NBA 2K, you know, we might as well have just named this episode 2K Sports, a year in review.
Right.
But now we're going to, as we've already started talking, WWE 2K15. This is technically the second game under the 2K banner.
I will not call it the second game. I will call this the first. Huh?
You got to. I was going to say, but it's the first one that they have full control over. And that does make a big difference.
I mean, technically, if you want to contend, it's the third title because once they bought the rights, they re-released 13 with 2K Sports on it.
That is true. But THQ is no longer with us, just like Midway is no longer with us, which killed TNA, only chance of having a decent game.
Midway put out, like, I don't see how Midway didn't do that game right.
It wasn't finished. When they got the word that they closing the door, they just said, you know what, bruh, wrestling fans buy anything, so let's put this out.
Did you own
what's
a copy of
happen?
TNA Impact? Because I did. I don't want to be the only one that owned it.
Yeah, I owned it, bro. I'm not going to lie. Just simple fact.
Right.
The gameplay, the way it moved, bro, that was so flawless. If the WWE has at least that kind of fluidity to it, this game would be the stuff.
See how long it took us for WWE to get that kind of fluid motion?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I got a strong possibility that we have sat here and just loved the graphics, loved the animation, loved everything about it, but we didn't take in consideration that the gameplay, we don't know if it's going to have the same play or if it's different.
Well,
did you ever think about that?
I'm going to step out on a limb of, because like, I usually always doubt WWE's gameplay. Like, yeah, the graphics are cool, but we still don't have glitches. And like, we're going to have glitches this year. But with them trying to make everything so simulated now, I think we're going to get a more realistic feel for what we watch on TV. Like, from the trailer, if you watch this, you see they've added the crawl cover now. So when you're at a certain stage in the match where you don't fully cover them and pin the leg and hook the leg, you drape the arm over and you can win the match that way.
Because they clearly showed Randy crawling to the ropes when he was in the Boston Crab. So I definitely can see the potential in that. But, like, my whole thing is, what matches are we going to get? Okay. Like, one of the things about the WWE, and we've all said this, is there are tons of different ways you can play a game. You can have a match. Okay? And we've had matches that we've never seen before. We had matches that we wish we never will see again. But then we got matches we want to do again. Like, I want to know what matches are you giving us? Can we modify our matches? You know what I'm saying? We just run around the whole.
I want to know if the 2K Sports be implementing Judy Bagwell on a forklift this year.
I hope not.
If Judy Bagwell is not on a forklift this year, I do not want to play.
Shut up, dude. Just shut up. Shut up. That's all I got to say. But
I believe that we will get a great game. I think that I like the fact that they've been holding out for so long, and then as they leak the information little by little, it gets you excited. And then, like, when you think about it, I think that the people who still have the regular consoles are in for the biggest surprise of all, because most of the information that they leak is current, is next-gen information. Like, all the gameplay graphics, all next-gen. The whole My Career Mode that they've been talking about, that's all next-gen. So what is current-gen going to get that they ain't talking about? Because they're not going to leave regular-gen.
You're not going to ask me to pay $60 for something, and you're not giving me something just as good. I think that My Career Mode is basically the throw-off. Like, we got to make something to make the next-gen exclusive, but it's not the bulk of it. Because 2K doesn't really do DLC. And wrestling fans are accustomed to DLC. You know? So that's really my question. Right, you just do on the fly. Like, you turn on your console one day for basketball, you done got new shoes, you done got new outfits. So that's my whole thing. If John Cena decides to put on his Race for the Cure shirt, does it pop up on the game? Because that's what 2K does. If Kane decides to put the mask back on, does your Kane automatically get updated? So, I mean, we'll keep a watch on it for you people out there, because us wrestling fanatics, we're definitely watching, waiting. And us November pushback people, we're upset. But
I'm still buying both.
I'm not buying it, Doug. I can't do it. I can't do it first, personally, because I actually got rid of my old console.
Right. Well, how could you free him up?
I can always come by your house. Who ain't playing everything? Damn, I got to kill. Oh, that's why. Got to kill three of them. That's why me and Shug took forever to win this game, this match.
Yeah, that's why I feel that I'm going to buy the current gen one just so I can see what is there. Because I'm really intrigued to know what y'all are going to get. Well, not y'all. But, yeah, I want to know what they're going to get as opposed to we already know what they're putting on the next gen. But nobody's thinking about current gen.
See, and this is where I'm interested in, too, because I feel that you're going to get not necessarily a carbon copy of last year, but you're going to get an update from last year's. Because that's if you think about it, if you play NBA 2K14, you know that if you played it on the current gen console, it played completely different than it did on next gen. Like, I'm sitting here looking at the next gen version of the game and very disappointed. Be honest with you. Because little things that I used to do, I can't do anymore. Oh, y'all not about to make this very last one hard for no reason. Because my player was way better on the current gen to me. Like, yeah, you had the actual build, the storyline behind it, your character talk, he interacted with, you know, somebody on your squad, even though it was just words, but he interacted. Those things make a difference, but current gen just felt better. Fucking me up.
Hopefully that next gen has that current gen feel this year.
I hope whoever watching this game is taking notes, because I am doing stuff that I should not be doing playing this game by myself.
Oh, yeah, and pre-order bonus for those who are into the little stuff. I think you get like 7,000. Oh,
yeah.
For WWE, you get Sting, but for 2K, the NBA, you get the KD leg sleeves.
Which I need those.
I think in the little card game that 2K plays, you get his card.
Yeah, you get his high ranking card. Which, you know what I found out? Like, this year, you actually will be a squad. So, like, your cars will actually be a legitimate squad that plays together. I mean, 2K outdid themselves this year, dog. Hands down.
Yeah, kind of like that ultimate thing.
I mean, because now I'm trying to sit here and ask myself, like, once I pick up NBA 2K, how often will I play Destiny? Do I really plan on getting Call of Duty? Because I don't see how I'm going to have time to play it enough to enjoy it. Like, I'm just glad I don't have no RPG games outside of Destiny. Well, this technically is not an RPG. This is a little bit of everything. A little RPG, a little bit of shooter, a little bit of MMO. But, let me go ahead and kill this last boss so we can get out of here. Are you hiding from me? You must be hiding from me. Yeah, you are.
You have to make time for every game that you buy.
What'd you say?
You gotta make time for every game that you buy.
Lucas, Man, my blue is nuts off. Pause.
Because, I mean, if you look at it like that, I probably won't have a need for any game after my NBA and WWE 2K because they have such in-depth story, it takes up all the time.
That is true. That is. That's the only reason why, like, I told Camille I was going to get Call of Duty. Now, to me, Call of Duty is one of those games where if I don't get it when it first come out, I won't get it, or I'll be so behind on the multiplayer, it's not even worth playing. Then I heard on Call of Duty, they've added strike teams. So now, let's say all of us, me, you, Monte, and Camille, are all on the PS4, which eventually you will be. We can all get together, and we're a strike team together. So we literally do a whole entire mission together.
Oh, and speaking of being together, another thing that they leaked while they were talking about the My Career mode, apparently your careers intertwine with those of your friends who have the game.
Yes, yes they do. So what that means is for you Xbox One people, all own the game. If you guys are all friends, when you start your My Career mode, you have the option of allowing your friends' characters to be added to your My Career mode. So me and Monte and Camille are all in the same system. So Camille goes and makes herself a character in My Career mode. Camille's character can randomly become a part of my storyline. She can interfere in my matches. She can be part of a clique that's already on my game. All these things can all come to play, which now adds a new element to the game. Because while you're sitting here feuding with Roman Reigns and all of a sudden he comes out with your boy, now you're going to want to start feuding with your boy just for the simple fact he showed up on your game. Now, my only question is, Juan, because you know me, I'm a huge create a superstar kind of a guy. I'll go out and make literally a whole card full of superstars, or I'll go into community and download all these random people. Is it only your My Career player that shows up, or could it be any creative player that you uploaded? See, that's what I want to know. So if I go out there and I put like 8 or 9 characters out there in the universe, can all 9 of these characters then come over and join your My Career mode? So that's the case, I might want to make my own clique that my friends can have in a storyline. Dope this, man.
Of course.
Yeah. So these are the things that make me not want to. These are the things that make me not want to wait to November, but because I know I'm going to be so busy with NBA 2K and then Destiny on top of that, and a baby. I got a factor of a baby in there now, too. Yeah. Quite interesting.
Okay.
So I've got to make my internet bill paid.
I'll be the only impatient brother out the clique who did not wait, and you're going to know that I did not wait because you are going to drive me to go buy this crap on October 28th. So you'll know I'll have the first generation game. You'll know I'll have it.
I'm waiting on you, I'll probably go pick something else up. I'm probably gonna need a new controller that day. I'll probably pay off mine that day. Might as well.
Well, right, because I'm not using my pre-order. I'm just going to buy it.
Sorry, don't waste your pre-order.
Maybe.
If that's
maybe
the case, then, bro, we might. You know what? If that's the case, we might as well just go on up to Walmart. And we ain't got to deal with all that nonsense down there at GameStop.
Right. But not many phones open
24/7. And we religiously go there for no reason whatsoever.
And I will be off that day because I'm taking a whole week off. So if anybody want to play Monopoly that whole week, I'll be free.
Man, I'm sick, dog. I'm not playing Monopoly for at least 2 weeks. I need my sleep, dog.
Oh, you never know how rich. Monopoly is so fun. Until you start
losing
money.
You gotta have the right people. No, bro, I don't even care about losing money, bro. It'd be how you lost money, okay? I'll take a happy L if the way I lost money was respectable. Like, if I lost money because I just built up on my property, I come around the corner and I land on some funky railroad. Now I got to take down these houses I built because us funky railroads. That's when I get upset, okay? Or when our so-called friend starts making stupid, shady deals that don't make sense just because he wants to waste 2 minutes of our life. That's when I get upset.
What improves us entirely?
Because every single time I want to make a deal, you know what, Juan? Here's my suggestion to you, bro. Whenever I offer you a deal, and this so-called friend speaks on this deal, make the deal anyway. Because that will get rid of him just that much faster.
Well, like, if I'm trying to tell you, like, it doesn't matter what deal we make, you're still going to be first one out.
Right. Because he always does something that basically pisses me off, which causes me not to do business with him. Because technically, Ken could have possibly won, because I was actually going to not only give Ken the hood, but I was going to give him the last piece he needed to own from go to jail. I was just going to be nice enough and give that to him. But no, he had to cheat paying me my money. At the end of the day, people, I ended up owning every single thing he had. Even though it was mortgaged, I still owned it. It's the principalities. The principalities. Right. But we're going to take one more break, people. We're going to stop talking about video games for a while. Like I said, make sure people next week you tune in Friday. We'll go ahead and actually going to post a new number in regards to it as we debut Game Loft. Game Loft will actually be our show where we talk video games and we play video games. We're going to debut one of the new modes on the NBA 2K because, one, you're probably going to end up playing 2K on your edition of the Definitely Fresh show. So I'm going to actually say my visual plane of 2K on one of the new modes outside of my career on Friday. And you can watch that live on Twitch. That's what I forgot to mention. You can watch it live on Twitch at Tone Deaf Radio. Yeah, we got our own channel. So what? Screw us. All right, we'll be right back, people.
Tell me no, I say yes. word mother, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Just sing to the left, sing to the right. Make you feel good, make you feel alright. One time, feel good, yeah, y'all. Busta Rhymes in the place, y'all. Nigga, you feel real good, y'all. Flip mode, squad in the place, y'all.
Buck wild to all of my niggas who don't care. Lost like a bunch of young black millionaires. Making you run, me and my duns, stacking my ones. Lost a little, invest up in the mutual fund. Blowing the horn, a sense of every day I was born. Never dream I see a nigga landscaping my lawn. Dangerous, my nigga should be accurate. Have to get, the flow be so immaculate. Ayo, ayo, watching my dough, sipping my mo. Sipping it slow, them pretty bitches saying hello. Anyway, go ahead and display your oil of Olay. Little honey dip whipping a little cabriolet. I don't mean to hold you up, but I got something to say. Twitter only give you hot shit every day. Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. Cause too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous.
Hold your breath, we swinging it from right to left. With the wide clef, nigga should be hot to death. Staying alive, you know only the strongest survive. Holding my heat under my seat, whipping the five. Baseline for all of my people moving around. Give me your pound, all of my niggas holding it down. Cutting you up, the new shit, rocking you up, fucking you up. My black hole, sucking you up. Back in the days, a nigga used to be ass out. Now a nigga holding several money market accounts. Blaze the street, and then I would just like to announce. Feeling my groove, my jigger jigger, making you bounce. That's others is fair, me and my niggas breaking the bread. Stay getting it, we got you niggas holding your head. Afraid of us, you know this ain't the game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. There's too much of us, it's dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous. We so dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous.
Come on.
One time, y'all. Rocking the beat, step up in the club, take me to my reserve seat. Coming around, all of my niggas surround me. So much bottles of liquor, y'all niggas will drown me. Making you drunk, feeling the funk, blazing the skunk. Stay hitting with the shit that blow a hole in your trunk. Afraid of us, you know this ain't the game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. Cause too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous.
Come on.
Reason we have lost the host of Definitely Fresh. I don't know, maybe his phone cut off on him, because knowing him, he probably didn't charge it. So, what I'm going to end up doing today, people, I'm just going to go ahead and end tonight's episode. For those of you guys who listen, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 8 p.m. for Women Behaving Badly, this week's edition of Tasha's Taste. She actually has all the ladies of Tone Deaf Radio tuning in as they discuss a little bit of everything. They are actually planning on getting extra kinky this week. Like, if you missed any of the past episodes of Tone Deaf Radio, make sure you go to ToneDeafRadio.com, and you can actually hear the last 6 episodes right on there. If you want to go ahead and subscribe to us on iTunes, just type in Tone Deaf, and you'll be able to find us there. Make sure you download and subscribe any of the past episodes of the Definitely Fresh Show, Toxic Taste Sound Dropping, The Switchblades, Poetry Push Show, as well as the Lexi Trinae Show. With that being said, I am Mr. Tone Deaf, and we are going to call it one tonight, people. Make sure you tune in next week. Like I said, we will be on a new station, the Deaf Fresh Network. Yes, Juan is actually expanding. We're going to have a slew of new shows in regards to it. So make sure you tune in and check us out. Oh, wait a minute. Bro's back. Just getting ready to end the show. You got lucky. Dude, where'd you go?
Yeah, my cell phone died.
Whatever, dog. Yeah, I was just about to end the show, bro. So, you got a choice, bro. We can go ahead and we can actually do the application, or we can go ahead and end the show, save it for a couple of next weeks. It's up to you.
Well, today was kind of dedicated to 2K Sports. We salute 2K Sports. So I was having a conversation. And you remember the conversation we was having that one day, right?
Yes.
And you know how someone said something about something else? And looking at the pictures, I can now see what she was talking about. And it is dramatically terrible.
You know what, bro? You're going to have to either call me or text me about exactly what you are talking about, because your metaphors suck right there.
I won't say she looks like RuPaul, but I can definitely see it.
Yeah. So did you meet her recently, or have you seen updated photos? Like what?
I'm just saying updated photos. Like, I'm kind of scared to meet her.
I say you just go ahead and meet her anyway, because you've shot so many threes and mid-range jumpers that you should at least see the basket, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what if it's kind of like it's all for nothing?
85% of dating is all for nothing, bro.
That is definitely a fact.
Yeah, 85% of all dating is for nothing. 10% is to get your rocks off, and that last 5% is to spend with the one you feel you're going to be with for the rest of your life, whether you are or you won't. So, yeah.
Did I say 10% was dedicated to getting your rocks off?
There's a point in time that everybody goes through what we have labeled as the hoe phase. Whether they are actually being a hoe or not, we call it the hoe phase because it's usually that point in time where you don't give a fuck. Okay? Or you just said, well, all this time while I was dating you, this person over here was trying to see what that thing is like in one form or another. So I'm just going to go ahead and let him know.
Oh, yeah, Benny, baby. Love, love, sorry. Oh, no, we didn't.
Just saying.
There's
absolutely nothing wrong with that, bro. I should see if any of my Destiny friends are around.
How the fuck does The Rock have a cow skin? But you know what? Attitude there was terrible.
Fam, Rock has buku money. Okay, he has Disney money, bro. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
There's no need for bad fashion.
Bro, he has Disney money. You forget about bad fashion. You also got to look at what was fashionable back then. You got to remember when Rock first started being The Rock, he was buying his shirt from stores with every paycheck he got. So he was buying fashionable clothes. But when we go back and we look at it now, we instantaneously say, what the fuck? Like, truth be told, bro, if Rock was bald back then like he bald now, I don't think we would have respected dude. Like, he would have looked weird. He would look weird. But now that he older, being bald is the only way he can go.
Yeah, because he definitely can't grow that pineapple back.
Nah, he better not grow that pineapple back. I want to know what made dude do that, though. Like, who talked dude into that being cool? You know what? I bet you D-Lo got something to do with that.
The pineapple?
Yep. I bet you D-Lo got something to do with his haircut. I bet you he had something to do with a Mark Henry haircut.
What are you saying? That D-Lo is like a part-time barber or something?
No, D-Lo told these niggas that was cool. Like, man, that haircut pretty cool, though. That's hot. For real? Yeah, man. All them niggas in the hood got that there. Or as he shakes his head.
Well, The Rock got a pineapple top before he was in the Nation.
That don't mean he wasn't cool with D-Lo in them. How many times we found out certain niggas kicked it together until after they got in trouble?
That is a perfect statement.
Because it's plain. You got to remember, dog, even back in the day, like back in our parents, grandparents wrestling, they had to make heels and faces ride with other people because they couldn't ride with the normal people they kicked with, or you couldn't be seen together. They need to go back to that wrestling, dog, where niggas live the dream. Like, if you were a heel, you lived the heel.
Live the heel lifestyle.
All right. DiBiase running around with $100 bills, grocery shopping, because buying sodas with hundreds.
Man, that was life.
And it's crazy, bro, because the WWE wasn't owned back then like it was now. But they just bringing in buku money. So they could get away with that. And then again, stuff wasn't as expensive back then either. It cost, a quarter, $1.75 the most to get on the bus. Now,
they have bus debit cards now.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, I know.
Why is she so turned up at midnight?
I don't know.
God, that was the longest loading that took on my game. You know what? I think I'm... Oh, remind me Friday morning, text me. And remind me to grab my 2K14 game with me when I go to work so I can trade that sucker in. I gotta do it before Sunday. Cause if you try to do it after, it's not gonna work.
I have no idea. All right, bro. We'll
go ahead and end tonight's show.
Make sure y'all check out what's tomorrow, Thursday. Toxic Taste should be in the building. I don't know if it's the all woman panel, but if it is,
it's the all women's panel, dog.
Make sure you got you a bottle of baby lotion. And got some socks on because it's going to get real kinky in there. You just never know what they're going to say. Then Friday, who's on Friday? That's Switchblades?
Yep.
Switchblades in the building Friday. Saturday, if you're looking for FME DTC, we'll be in Hartford eating the finest of Ponderosa's chicken wings. Giddy, and then that's about it. Oh, yeah. We are expanding. I don't know if Tom told y'all that while I was gone, but soon we'll be splitting the brand in half. So, the Fresh Radio got some things in store. You know, we're going to have a whole hour. I don't know what that's going to consist of, but it won't be a show.
With that being said, make sure you go to ToneDeafRadio.com to get everything Tone Deaf Radio. And we're going to go ahead and close the night out because I got people blowing up my phone, so I got to go take care of business.
Mama cried, black people died when the other man lied. Yeah. See the back, check one, hit the deck, bless the man of the hour, commit the soul power. But once I got to say, shut him down on a regular, cause a mass hysteria in your area. Kicking it for my man Chuck D, J-D-E on the remix, hun, hold the flick, so check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut him down.